Well, we're going to start in Song of Solomon, chapter 6, and we're going to go down to verse 8, 9, and 8 and 9. He is, the bride has just said in the beginning of chapter 6, I am my beloved's. You know, in the beginning, she hadn't grown as much, and now she's grown a little more, and she's saying she knows now that he bought her with a price, with his own blood, and I'm his. I am my beloved's. And once you really understand that it's not he is mine, 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 it's all about her, but it's to be about him. I am my beloved's. My beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. When you go down to verse 8, it's describing her because he's saying how beautiful is his love. There are 70 queens, and I believe 70 would be like the 60, 60, and 60, I believe. But anyway, 70 queens, 40 concubines, and virgins without number. Now I want you to think about even like the different ranks in the body, the innumerable company, the 144,000. But you know, when you go in, this is a story of the love that he has for his bride. And it's my dove, and get that, my dove. He knows. She finally caught on. I am his. But when you know you are his, the banner over you is love. And it all stems from that first love. And I was thinking about the kiss, and I had written this down, that Brother Webb talked about. And at first I thought, wow, my first kiss was, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. But then as he began to go on, no, our first kiss was John 3:16. He kissed us and said, I love you. I love you this much that I gave my life for you. Now that you can have life. But he doesn't want us to just have a new creation life. He wants us to grow up and come into that beautiful love we can have with him. And we're going to see in a minute that he can't give all this, his love and all these things to a lot of women. There's a lot of women in this. But he goes, no, not religious bodies. He cannot waste his love on that. He is thinking of his bride, and he has thought of her from the day he went through the suffering on the cross. As he walked in this world, everything he did, now we can look into his word, his bride. And I know the whole church can, but the whole church was espoused to be his bride. But who is looking up these words and taking them into their heart and saying, Lord, look how much you love me, that you gave yourself for me, that now you call me my dove, my undefiled. I used to think undefiled, that would be no spot, no blemish. Now, when you look at yourself, you don't see that. But he doesn't look through these eyes. He's looking through what he did, and he knows she is falling in love with him. You are undefiled because you are found in me without spot or blemish. If we looked at that, we would think, well, I'll never make it. But you will. If you just believe that you are his dove, you are his undefiled. But notice, she is but one. She's the only one of her mother. This is the one mother, Mother Grace. She is one. Now you take a rib portion. There were many in that rib portion. But he says one. Why does he say that? And I wrote down a lot of different scriptures, but I looked up John 14. He said, I am. I am the way. I am the truth, I am the life, no man cometh to the Father except by me. Well, when I looked at this, this woman will be found in him, in the oneness. She's going to be found in his way. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. They're higher than yours. They're way above as a man would think in this world. I am the way. It's a new way. I am the truth. She knows he is truth. I am undefiled. I am accepted in the beloved. And she is going to do what? The way, the truth, the life. She knows who she is now. She knows that I have risen. I have arisen with Christ. He's my head. He's my love. He's going to be my bridegroom. We are being joined together as one as we walk in this world. And he said, there is in Corinthians, she knows this. There's only one God. There's one baptism. There's one Lord. There's one. Everything where one is, his bride wants to know. Unity. The Lord loves it when his saints are walking in oneness, unity. It's the oneness of Christ. His bride wants that. I want to know more about him. I want to know him, be found in him. I want to know his love. You see, everything now is new. It's not us seeing our love as a man or seeing how much we can walk. No, you can't walk without the grace of God. She's the choice one of her mother that bare her. She's the one. She knows she's undefiled, the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters, remember there's more than one, the daughters, they saw her and they blessed her. The queens, there's more than one, and the concubines, they praised her. But what did he say? You are my love. You are my undefiled. You are but one. We are one together. What did it say? And I'm going to go over there real quick in John 17. Because he led me over here. In John 17, he said, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That bride is taking her place in truth. She knows the truth. She's going to stand in it. She's going to speak of him. She's going to show his glory. That's why being a new creation, what an honor to be able to magnify the grace of God, to show his glory to everyone. But there are others who are going to believe on me through their word. You see, it's a continual. I am going to work in you. I have to reveal it to you. Everyone. It has to be a revelation of truth. I have not seen nor heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him. That love is appearing. He's appearing right this moment. Do we love it? Or is there a mind thing going on? Are we thinking and having thoughts that are not his? My thoughts are her thoughts. He wants it that way. So when someone says, what do you think? My thoughts are his thoughts. I can share what I think. They're going to believe on me through their word. Why? What is the whole purpose of this? I reveal it to you. I place it within you. And now I'm going to use you to bring it through you. Why? So I can reveal it to them, that it will be in them, and that through the word, you are going to take that word and share it with somebody else. This is what it should be. This is what real fellowship is. This is what real communion. Communion is oneness. It's a believing. You know, when I was out there, I saw something, maybe I'm not even supposed to tell this, I don't know, but I saw the table, the communion, and it was up front, right in the front, right in the center, right before the pulpit. Do this in remembrance of me. And there was white lace cloth covered in it. And when I saw them raise that, I saw a veil of submission, and I saw a bridal garment, because she is going to know he did it all for me. He did everything that I can rest in my beloved. In John 17, the rest of it was, and they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And glory which you gave me, I gave it to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Notice all the oneness that has been provided. I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one. You see, if you're perfect in one, there's no works left to do. It's all, he did it all for me. It's not of works, lest we would boast about it. That the world may know that thou sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. I want them to be able to behold my glory, which you have given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I know thee, and these have known thee that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them your name, and I will declare it, that love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. The love wherewith he has loved us. Did he say we had to measure up to anything for him to love us? Why would he say you don't have to measure up to anything? Because you don't have anything to give him. He wants his love. All it is I love you, now love me back. As a man loves his wife, the wife wants to reciprocate that love. It's a love. It's the love that holds us back. It's the love that helps us to speak. That's why he says, when you speak, speak the truth in love. How can you be in love with someone and tell them about the love of God if we're not following after love? So many times I heard this weekend, to follow. She was to follow. She was to follow. And I heard, I know follow. And Paul said, follow me as I am of Christ. But you know, following and taking your place in him. When you're in him, it is glory just to walk with him. You're right there and you're watching him to will and to do. As I prayed at the meeting, it was the Alpha, and I can't get this out of my head, and I don't wanna. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. Say it again, Lord, the beginning and the end. I started your life. I gave you a new creation life. I died on a cross for you, the joy that was set before me. I endured the cross, despised the shame. He said, I just went through it all because of the joy. You were before my eyes. And when we lay hold of such love, the love of God that held him there, that kept him there, that he didn't want to drink, take anything to make it easier on him. He had to enter into all that suffering, not to take some liquor or whatever, the gall and the vinegar, not to take that he would soften the pain at all. And we're going to see, he said, give the wine to those who are passing, that they need to have this so they can forget about their poverty, forget about what's going on. He couldn't forget about his poverty because it was ours. Because he was made poor, now we're rich. I am a rich woman. I'm going to marry into wealth. So I must learn how to behave myself and to be in the right manner. Who knows what he likes? How do I know what the Lord likes? I know he likes as far as in the truth. But what else does a man look at? You see, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what Jesus likes. Go and get a bride for my son Isaac. And that bride She says, I will go. She mounted up high on her camel, not an easy ride, a peevish animal to have to even ride. She had to believe what he showed her, even about the old and now into the new. But she is but one. Now go to Proverbs 31. It says, who? If you look it up, King Lemuel, and I wrote a bunch of this down as I was studying. Who can find a virtuous woman? That's the first question. The words of King Lemuel. That means he is, his name means he is, hold on, I got it here somewhere. Oh, well. He is beloved. He is belonging to God. This is a value now. Look at the value of this bride, this woman. There's a value there. Lemuel means belonging to God, devoted to God. God is bright. When we go through sufferings, this woman's going to learn. He's going to talk about what kind of woman is a virtuous woman. Who can find one? I'll show you. It's his dove, his undefiled, the one of the mother. It's all about God's grace. It's nothing about her. It's all him. It's all about his love. When you go into Proverbs 31, and you look, it said the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. She had to exhort him. She had to comfort him. You see, these are the things she had to build him up. In other words, as a man of God, he knew what truth was. When you're looking for a wife, and she said he became small, but she exhorted him, she comforted him, she edified him. Why? What, my son? What, the son of my womb? This woman is very careful. She wants him to know all about what to do with to find this woman. Who is she? She's far above the price of rubies. And what, the son of my vows? I made vows unto you, my son. There are things that I wanted to train you up in the way I'm teaching you as a mother grace should do. And I'm telling you. Now listen, King Lemuel, he's not the king, right? It's a little K. Don't give thy strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. There's a lot of women. There's a lot of women, but they don't build up. Religious systems do not build up. They tear down. Don't give your strength to those women. There's the choice one out there, and that's his interest. The one in the beginning that Paul said, I have espoused you to one husband. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes the strong drink. Because Lemuel, you won't have to do that to forget about anything. As Christ did not drink the vinegar and the gall together to lessen his pain. Lest they drink, and what'll happen? They forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish. Wine to those that are of a heavy heart. Let him drink. Let him forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth, for the dumb and the cause of all such are as appointed to destruction. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. That is righteous judgment. Plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Pray. You know, I was talking about the garden. The garden enclosed. It shut up. A spring shut up. The garden is enclosed. He's having a good time with her. His interest is in the bride. Yes, he's interested in the whole body, but it was the same thing from the beginning. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. If he was the only way you could become a new creation, he is the only way that is going to be the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. No matter what you go through, it will be him who takes you through. He pays the price. He lifts you out. He gives her grace. That's a virtuous woman. She is strong. She is able. A virtuous woman is strong. Her price is far above rubies. A treasure, virtuous. Here she is. Now you tell me, who is this in the old man? Because it'll go down. Virtuous, strong. I'm strong in him. I'm able because of him. I'm worthy because of him. I walk in uprightness because of him. Integrity because of him. Capable of things because he. She is strong and able because she is enabled by the grace of God. She shows her strength. She wants people to see her strength. It's him. She wants, when people say it's impossible, to show off her husband. Have you met Jesus? Have you met this one who died for you? Her bravery. She's not afraid. She's not afraid. He's taught her, you don't have to fear, honey. I'm right here with you. I'm going to take care of all. I already fought the battle for you. Her heart of her husband does safely trust in her that he shall have no need of spoil. That no need of spoil. You see, the thing is, because she knows he already fought the battle and he won. He already said to her, it is finished. Rise up, my love. Come with me. I want to show you more of myself to you. She, in verse 11, is in harmony with him, with God's purposes. No need of spoil means there's no need to get gain. She already got it. The root word meaning to make self a prey to Satan and his wiles, she didn't have to do that. She doesn't have to do anything for him. It's everything we do is for him. It's going to come out that way. But it's not like I have to do this and I have to do that. I am in love. I am in love with this man who's proven his love for me. He's proven it to me. I love you when no one else will. I will be there when no one else will. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. He said, you don't have to worry any place you go, anything you go through. Christ fought her battle against Satan, and she just believes it. I believe you, Lord. And if we don't in the beginning, that's all right. He brings you to this place. Because I guarantee you, everything about John 3:16, and you keep going. That's why I kept thinking, well, I was saved when I was 5. But when he kissed me with the kisses of his mouth, what an equipment for warfare when he spoke 3 times. He that hath an ear, let him hear. You have an ear. Now let him hear. Submit to that hearing. What the Spirit is saying unto the churches. People, my sheep know my voice. Just sit in a conversation. You'll love, you'll revel in his voice. But something will steer and something in right. My sheep know that. You know, there is no hiding. There is no hiding. She will know. He's training her to fight a good warfare, to have a good ear, to hear truth when it's spoken. She says, I walk by faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. In verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's going to be speaking of him all the days of her life. What life? My new life. I was crucified with him. That I came up in victory. I have a new life now. She will do him good all the days of her life. Her confidence is in the new creation life. And you can read that later. It's in Psalms 119, verse 17 through 24. And I love it because everything in Psalms 119 is just all a center of the entrance of his word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's all the word. Go into Genesis. Every day, go in the book and just say, I'm going to look this up. Go in here and start at the very beginning. Tell me, did the word endure forever? Did it always come through? Yes, always. But there was always one. There was Cain, there was Abel. Abel speaks of that new creation, but the one that Jesus had to die. Jesus had to die, shed his blood, he was killed, that we could enter into the Seth line. When you go in there and you read, how many children did Rebecca have? Which was the choice one? Which is the one? You keep going all through the scripture, the new, the old. Okay, verse 13. I wrote down the wrong one, I think, but yeah. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. I never had seen this before. She seeketh wool. Where do you get wool from? She's seeking wool. And when you see sheep out there and they have this wool all over them, does that look really beautiful? Well, she sees the wool. And what does she do? Exactly what it says in Colossians. Put off the old man. They take off that wool. But they, what do they do with it? She is this woman who gets at the spindle and she's saying, seek wool and flax. And she works willingly. This is a productive woman. This is someone who's strong and able, and she's taking this in. She's understanding why you take off one, but why you put on another one. Do you know that flax has oil in its roots? And she had to take that flax and keep doing this, the spindle and the distaff. She had to get off all those tangled threads, but it had oil. You ever had your hair be tangled? You put oil in it. But what did it make? Why was she doing that? Because it makes linen. But we want fine white linen. That takes more work. That's a beaten work. And as you go, you say, she will do him good all the days of her life. That is her confidence. She seeks wool. And when she seeks, it means she treads it. She's frequent about doing it. She seeks him, she asks, and she worships him. Seeking wool. It's going to be shorn from the sheep. Guess what that is? The practical side of the living sheep. Practical side. Then you put it off, but you don't just put it off. You put on the new man. Put on the new creation. Put on that linen. Put on that fine white linen garment. She's not afraid. It says in verse 21, she's not afraid of snow for her household. And the Lord took me so deeper on this. It's like, not for just in our home. It starts in our home. But let me tell you, Jesus' family is her family. And she's going to seek this out because she loves him. She loves his family, the body, the saints. She knows that he wants all to come into this. She knows that. And it's such a treasure that she has. It's a true treasure. It's one that nothing can be put to it. You can build with the gold, silver, the precious stones. It's all him. And as my daughter and I were talking, it's the person, Jesus, and the work. The person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we are. We are his workmanship. The person and the work of Jesus. It's all him. Her husband is known in the gates. Who do we talk about at the gates? He sits among the elders of the land. She's busy. She's making fine linen. She's not worried about storms for the household. She's not worried about... They're all clothed. They're all clothed in scarlet. I would that none should perish. But he has a choice one who's saying, I am going to lay aside every weight, every sin that does so easily beset me from running this race. I want to win the prize of the high calling. That is, to me, there's so many callings. I just hear there's so many callings in the church today. And everyone's caught up in this calling and that calling and this calling because it looks good. And it doesn't mean everybody's attitude is that way. I can only tell you from learning it by experience, learning that I had to bring the practical side of the gospel. It must come forth. Provisionally, yes. Provisionally, you are ready. But in practicality, have you put it on? Are you walking in the truth? Are they seeing Christ in you, the hope of glory? He's your hope that any glory should come out of this house, this vessel. You know, everyone always says, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. You are provisionally, but we have practical sanctification. It's got to be made practical. She makes fine linen. In verse 24, sells it, delivers girdles unto the merchant. And I love the one that said, she goes out, verse 14, she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Where does she get it? Because my sheep can go in and out of green pastures. She knows where to get this. It's from afar. She takes her place in the heavenlies. She takes her place in him. Far above. My ways are so much higher and my thoughts are so much higher than yours. But her thoughts, if she takes her place in him, my thoughts are his. She is but one. My ways are yours. She gets that food from afar and she feeds, but she know what? She goes back. And she goes where she knows where she can get it. She don't have it in herself. She knows that I must go to him. I must be a prayer warrior. I must pray. I must ask. I must seek. I must come frequently. Lord, show me your truth. Show me the way for the saints. Show me the truth for the saints. Show me the oneness of the saints. That I won't forsake the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is. As you see the day approaching, all the more we need each other. We need one another. You're my body. And I don't need the body to talk about the world. I need the body to revel and talk about Jesus and to talk about our coming bridegroom and what he's revealed to your heart. I want to know because I want to hear him. I want to know him. But most of all, I want to be found in him. She opens her mouth, and when she does, she speaks wisdom. There's always been in the scripture, the foolish and the wise. She opens her mouth to wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She doesn't want to hurt anybody. I tell my little kids on the bus, kindness matters on this bus. Kindness matters. You see, love is kind. Love. So many meanings to love. Doesn't have to parade. You know why it doesn't parade itself? Someone who has to parade themselves is someone who's insecure. Because we don't have to parade ourselves because he loves us already. You see, the one who accepts your beauty is him already. He doesn't need the applause of man. It's all, he just wants her to praise me, worship me. Strength and honor. That's her clothing. He gave it to her. She'll rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness, and she looks well to the ways of her household. Now, does it say they're going to say that to her? No, it doesn't say that. It says she looketh well to the ways of her household, and she doesn't eat the bread of idleness. When you get idle, we got to be careful, because that's when you're going to get caught up in wiles and trickery of the devil. It's like, get on your knees and begin to pray out to him. Lord, give me wisdom. What to say, not to say. Not to feed defilement. That has been on my heart so strong. Don't feed defilement. Because when we feed it, it's going to spread, and it's going to spread. And you know what it does? It destroys the sheep. It does. Defilement is poison. We need truth. We need love. We need his way. And I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm telling you, he's been telling me, let me search you. Let me create in you a right spirit. It must start in you. Who's going to stop? Who's going to say, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way? Because I want you to be glorified. Oh, the devil would love to be glorified in situations. He wants to come and say, look at them, I got them. They're just doing exactly what I wanted. No, we don't have to. You say, you know what? You're going to stop now. Because today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded. He is able to keep that which I've committed unto him. And he's going to do it all the way through. So when you get to the end of the thing, he is. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He was the beginning. He's the end. Because there's no way you could have ever made it. You would never have been saved. You wouldn't have made it through the trials of this life. And you wouldn't have made it to the end of the thing. I love in Revelation 3, I will make them to come and to know that I have loved thee. Those are verses in the days to come. I believe that bride's going to have to hold on. Hold that fast, what you have, and don't let any man take your crown. Don't let him take it. Stand, having done all to stand. In what? Truth. Truth and love. Her children will arise up, and they call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters. Remember I said there's a lot of daughters? A lot of queens, a lot of concubines. But my love, she's but one. And call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praised her. Many daughters, they've done virtuously. But thou, you excellest them all. Oh, because you're so great? No, because you believed what I told you. You fell in love with me. You didn't leave your first love. You came right to him, the one who kissed you the first time. He's still there with you. Love him. Worship him. Say, I want to know you more. You know, I always said, I want to be found in you, Lord. Well, he wants that. Well, I want to know your love. I want to know you more. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she's the one that's going to get praised. Give her the fruit of her hands. Let her own works praise her in the gates. Let her own works praise her in the gates. Those works are just talking about everything her love has done for her. And every gate that you go through, just like the first gate, like take the tabernacle, you have to enter in. When you were on the outside, you couldn't see what was going on in here because you're caught up out here. And that's what happens in the world, the flesh, the devil. They're all out here and they're looking at this tabernacle, a place where he meets with you. Even the house of God, the El Bethel. They don't know what's going on because sometimes we get so busy out there. But then he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. And you come in, the first thing you see is he gave himself for me. He gave himself. And you keep walking through that tabernacle, and it's all in the shape of a cross. He did it all for me. If that isn't love, if that isn't love, that's true love, people. That's someone who I loved you then, I love you now, and I will love you forever. Let's all stand.